Hello, this is a message of hope and healing, and it's Barb, and I am called today to share this message of God's love with you, because this message is meant for you. Amen. When I get ready and I'm, getting ready to record, I always get nervous, and I feel like, well, who am I? Who am I to share a message of God's love with you? I'm not qualified. And then immediately what washes over with me is it's not about my qualifications. It's just about my faithfulness. Amen. I don't have any special qualification. I am just a follower. I'm a believer. I trust the source. Amen. So that's the bit of the message. How about that? For today, it is to consider the source. When you do that, the path is lit. So I was a journalism major in college. I think as I share with you, you're going to find me sharing more bits about me and my journey, my path. In journalism, I'm not sure it was always really meant for me, because I liked the creative aspect of writing, and that was kind of beat out of you. It's the who, the what, the where, the when. That's what you're focusing on. You're focusing on the facts, because you were taught that facts, don't lie. And that's what you do. And you were also taught to consider the source. What was your source? Did you have two sources? Could you back this up? It was to protect your sources too, never to reveal them. Part of that works for me, but there is so much more to the path for me. Now, I do consider the source. I only need one. I do trust my source, but to protect and keep quiet and have that be a secret is not of my life now. I want to reveal my source to you. I want to reveal to you where and what and who, where these messages are from. What is the source of them? I never know what I'm going to talk about. I will tell you very honestly, right up to the last minute on this one, and this final thing was just laid right in front of me. I don't have this in me. This comes from God through me. I spend time, I commune, I pray, I read, and then whatever is called is what I share. So the facts come when you look at what is seen. The truth comes when you look at that which is unseen. What you see changes. What is unseen, that does not. Amen. In you considering the source, when you do that, when you have a decision, what will come when you commune with God, when you pray, when you listen, when you consider the source? Do you find a peace in your decision? I had one recently where it involved a medicine, and I'm not someone who's used to medicines, and it's not just a little, kind of light medicine. It's an injectable cholesterol medicine, which is a powerful one, and my cholesterol is not something I seem to be able to adjust. So this one will be costly, and it will be potent. And so I had to make a decision about which type, because one will be covered by one prescription plan and the other would be covered by another, to whatever degree they'll cover it too. But it was something I had to decide within just a matter of a few weeks, because once you are on Medicare, you have a prescription plan that you have to go with for the next year. You have to make a decision. What I needed to do was to pray and to just share with God and to listen and to consider the source. If your source is filled with integrity, or is it filled with gossipy? Is your source filled with truth, or is it filled with trash? It makes a difference when you're listening to one who does not have a hidden agenda, but who, because of the fact that they say it, you know it's true. Do you have someone that you're close with in your life, a trusted friend or family member, where you feel at peace when they give you their insight, because you know that they hold you in a regard that they want what is only best for you? To the one who knows you deeper and truer than anyone else, that is what I'm saying when I'm asking you to consider the source. Do you ever wonder who made that pie at Thanksgiving before you eat it? Do you ever think, I know this person knows how to bake. This one, I'm not sure I want a big piece of that pie. You're considering the source. Amen. You ever hear something, but you want to know who said it, because it makes the difference. Consider the source of light, the source of understanding, the source of peace and of truth, the source of mercy and of love, the source of life. I always want to share with you a scripture, a basis for the message that was given to me. Isaiah 55, 8, 9, it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." Amen. Look and consider the source. As I was getting ready to share the message with you, something was put in front of me, and it's a prayer. And it just blew me away, because as I read this prayer, a prayer I have not seen, I don't ever know that I remember seeing it. It was my mom who would say it. And as soon as I read it, this prayer, I heard her voice. And I want to share it with you. And I want to remind you to consider the source. Amen. Angel of God, my guarding dear. That's what I heard when I was a child. But I'm reading it and it says, my guardian dear. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom his love commits me here. This one says, to whom God's love commits me here. But I always heard my mom say, to whom his love commits me here. Forever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. It's the perfect prayer put in front of me at the perfect moment to send you God's perfect love this day. Consider the source and let us pray this prayer together. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom his love commits me here, forever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen.